Hyundai shifts focus to U.S. market with $26 billion investment. Hyundai's recent announcement at the New York Auto Show marks a significant shift in the company's focus towards the U.S. market, with a $26 billion investment planned for the region. This strategic move is aimed at capitalizing on Hyundai's largest market, where American customers are expected to drive the company's product development decisions. As part of this plan, Hyundai will be building a steel plant and aiming for 80% localization in its U.S. operations, which could lead to cost savings and improved efficiency. The company has also announced plans to scale back its focus on electric vehicles, EVs, and introduce more hybrid models, with the regular IONIQ 6 having been discontinued. While the 2026 world performance car IONIQ 6N is still being offered, the move suggests that Hyundai is prioritizing ICE vehicles in the U.S. market. This decision could be seen as a response to changing consumer preferences and market trends, where hybrid and ICE vehicles are gaining popularity over EVs. By focusing on these models, Hyundai aims to tap into the growing demand for more practical and affordable electric alternatives. However, the introduction of body-on-frame, solid rear axle SUVs and pickups marks a significant departure from Hyundai's traditional product lineup. The company has unveiled the Boulder SUV concept, which is not as large as a full-size Suburban or Silverado but still boasts a rugged design reminiscent of classic models. The lack of powertrain details for the new vehicles raises questions about Hyundai's long-term strategy and investment in emerging technologies like EVs. Despite this, most experts expect a hybrid system connected to the other end of the drive shaft, which could provide a more efficient and cost-effective solution. One possible explanation for Hyundai's focus on ICE vehicles is that the company is trying to appeal to a broader audience in the U.S. market, where consumers are often more price-sensitive than in other regions. By offering more affordable hybrid options, Hyundai aims to increase its market share and competitiveness. Meanwhile, Kia's introduction of the EV3 prototype at the show was seen as a surprise move, given the current environmental context. The compact car is expected to start production later this year in Mexico and become available in other LATAM markets, with a predicted price tag somewhere in the 30s. The EV3's design, which features soft-touch materials and hard plastic accents, suggests that Kia has taken a cost-cutting approach without compromising on aesthetics. However, the car's 400V platform and ternary batteries may limit its charging speed compared to more advanced models. Despite these limitations, the EV3 is an attractive option for consumers looking for affordable electric vehicles. Its front-wheel drive layout and Chinese market origins make it a unique offering in the U.S. market, where consumers are often accustomed to more advanced technology and faster charging times.